of Scario Radio, episode 84. My name is Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Today we look at how your real age and your insurance age differ. I'm almost 14. That's what our son said when he was almost 6. We were on vacation and he wanted to watch Small Soldiers on HBO. Parents measure a baby's age in hours, days, weeks, and then months. Children measure age differently. Mere days after your 4th birthday, your 5th feels very far away. School and other big kid stuff looks so alluring. Your age is 4 years and 3 months, then 4.5, and then almost 5. Later, we measure our age in years and milestones like the big 4-0. Dennis the Menace once said that once you're over the hill, life picks up speed. Some retirees say life moves faster. As a non-retiree, that seems hard to believe. If every day feels like Saturday, maybe a week passes overnight? 40 or 41? Suppose you turn 40 on January 1. How old are you in March, June, September, and December? You'd probably round down and say 40. We age every day, but give our age as of our last birthday. Maybe this is a psychological trick to help us feel younger. Maybe it's just simpler. What works in real life doesn't work for insurance. If you're 40.01, do you want to pay the same premiums as someone who's 40.99? That means you're subsidizing the older ones. Similarly, if you're a non-smoker, you don't want your premium rates blended with smokers. You're subsidizing them. If you're healthy, you want credit too, and don't want to subsidize the unhealthier lives. 41 or 40? To be fair, insurers usually base your premium on your age as of your nearest birthday. That means an insurance age of 40 covers a range from 39.51 to 40.49 years from birth. The calculations are done via computer algorithms. You don't need to worry about them. 41 or 40? Confusion may arrive when you look at your age on insurance projections, often called illustrations. The output might show your age at the time of purchase, say 40, or at the end of the first policy year, say 41. Practices vary by company. The projection may only show the policy year starting at 1. That means you'll need to pay attention, especially if comparing proposals from different companies or different advisors. If you want to compare projections on your 65th birthday, in the output, that might be 65 or 66. Backdating. Using our example of you turning 40 on January 1, what happens if your insurance takes effect on August 2nd? Your nearest birthday is the next January, which means you pay premiums as if you're 41. That may not feel fair. Companies often let you start coverage a few months earlier, say June 2nd. You'd pay the premiums for June and July for this option, in our example. This process is called backdating and lets you save age. 40 or 44? Insurers really want to estimate your biological age. So an unhealthy 40-year-old may get rated and pay the premium rates for a healthy 44-year-old. Insurance ratings are much like the surcharges that banks add if your credit rating is shaky. In the future, age may get calculated daily. So the longer you wait, the older you get, and the more you pay. We relented and all watched Small Soldiers. After all, ages 6 and 14 are so close to one another. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.